بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series of Duas to Power Your Day. And we are reflecting on Al-Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's reflections are on another set of four most beautiful du'as, most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Halim, the clement and forbearing. Al-Azim, the great and the supreme. Al-Ghafoor, the forgiver, the most forgiving. Al-Shakur, the most appreciative, the most grateful. So now coming to the name Al-Halim, it refers to Allah's attributes of clemency and patience, as He does not hasten to punish the sinners. All around us, people are rebelling and sinning, and they are being unjust as they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, who has bestowed everything. So this shows that since Allah does not rush to punish His servants who are always sinning and rebelling against Him, this shows how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clement, how He is patient. Allah says in Surah 16, verse 61, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةِ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. If Allah were to take people to task for the evil they do, He would not leave one living creature on earth. But He reprieves them, He gives them a chance until an appointed time comes. And when their time comes, they cannot delay it for a moment, nor can they bring it forward. So, Al-Azim, on the other hand, refers to Allah's greatness. Look at the scientists reflecting on the universe. They feel most humbled. They say mind is mind-boggling. Even the computers cannot estimate the vastness and the sheer size of this universe. So they are humbled before the sheer vastness of the universe. If so, how about their sense of awe and reverence and humility before the one who created all of this out of nothing and continues to expand it more and more. The name Al-Ghafoor refers to Allah's attributes of forgiving the sinners. Even He is clement and He may punish, He is also the most forgiving to those who turn to Him in repentance. And He is also Ash-Shakur, which refers to His rewarding the righteous and the grateful and be grateful. Our share in these names, we must never be complacent about sins, but persisting in them, by persisting in them. Instead, we must hasten to turn to Allah in repentance, as His punishment may overtake us unaware. Second, we must always feel humble by reflecting on the might and the power of Allah as we reflect on His creation. And we must always be constant in seeking forgiveness and doing good works in hope for God's mercy and grace. Amen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to do that. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.